Chapter 1. Jane Goodall's Chimpanzee Revolution. Jane Goodall is a pioneering English primatologist who has made many landmark discoveries in primatology and ethology. She has dedicated her life to educating humans about the plight of chimpanzees, both in the wild and in captivity. By living in the chimps' environment in the jungles of Africa, Goodall gained her subjects' confidence. This enabled her to patiently observe, over long periods of time, both chimp individuals and social groups, giving her amazing insight into chimpanzee behavior. Her internationally renowned discoveries have changed our understanding of chimpanzees and made her the world's foremost authority on the species. Her research and writings have had a revolutionary impact on current thinking about human evolution and have influenced the way many other animals are studied. Goodall, born into a middle-class British family in London in 1934, was guided and trained on her path to studying primate behavior by the famous archaeologist and naturalist Louis Leakey. In 1960, Leakey sent Goodall to Gombe National Park in southeastern Africa to begin a study of the chimpanzees that lived in the forests along the shores of Lake Tanganyika. Her determination, desire for adventure, and love of animals, she named her study subjects instead of numbering them, coupled with what little formal training she had, allowed her to make an unprecedented series of discoveries. Much of Goodall's success stems from her patience. Only after tirelessly working to gain the trust of the animals was she able to do what no other scientists had done: sit among the chimpanzees. As a result, just 3 short months into the study, Goodall made her first 2 big discoveries. One was that she observed a male chip named David eating a baby bush pig. This was an astonishing find. Previously, chimps were thought to be strict herbivores. Goodall's other and arguably more important discovery was the first recorded evidence that non-humans could manufacture and use tools. She observed the same chimp, David, using a thick blade of grass as a tool to dig for termites. But then came her truly groundbreaking discovery. She watched as David removed the leaves from a twig to fashion it into a more appropriate shape for the specific task of fishing for termites. Goodall's studies also revealed that chimpanzees exhibited complex social structures that included some strikingly dark aspects of behavior. It had been known that chimps within a group formed close emotional attachments with their peers. But in 1974, Goodall found that members of one chimp group were capable of killing members of another group. Even more chilling was the infanticide, the killing by dominant females of the infants of less dominant females in the same group, that occasionally descended into cannibalism. The discovery of these brutal behaviors bolstered the idea that there are social similarities between humans and chimps. This idea gained further credence when Goodall found her study chimps demonstrating other abilities that were once defined as uniquely human, including the concept of self. Goodall founded the Jane Goodall Institute to advocate the ethical treatment of chimpanzees in zoos and research, convincing officials to improve the conditions under which the animals are kept and set limits on the number of chimpanzees used in experiments. Goodall remains an active force in animal welfare circles, lecturing, writing, teaching, and working on the Chimpanzees Guardian Project, which is dedicated to lessening the dangers posed to chimpanzees by poaching.